Entertainment news for you.
You did it wrong.
Well, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I said right now it's...
Time four.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember how you do it. Screw me. I had a pound of lard today.
Well, anyway, this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
Big shows coming
up. Oh, yes. Big shows coming
up. Tremendous shows.
Shows such as A Perfect Circle, which is at Nookie Alive.
Tonight.
I believe that is tonight. Indeed. And Prince, April 2nd at the AAC. Jerry Seinfeld at the Fair Park Music Hall, April 2nd and 3rd. Everybody is going to want to go see Prince and Seinfeld. And if you need great seats to them, Texas Tickets has them.
I talked to Scott today because they just announced a big concert at Texas Stadium. Huge concert. Jimmy Buffett, Alan Jackson, and George Strait.
Oh, my.
I talked to Scott today, and he wanted me to assure the listeners he's going to have the best tickets for those.
All right.
So the big George Strait, Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett, all you parrot heads, Texas Tickets is where you need to get your tickets. He's going to have plenty and the best ones.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most racist, over-the-top personality. We're cheering for him just like they did at lunch today. Cobra.
Thank you, Mike. There's a band out of Dallas that is getting... It's already gotten a lot of national attention, but I believe that this band is getting ready to blow up right in our faces and be a super band.
Kick it.
The band is the Polyphonic Spree.
They'll never make it.
We've talked about them before. They are the 24-piece band led by Tim DeLauder, who is the ex-lead singer of Tripping Daisy, successful band out of Dallas as well. You can see them on the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show, on April the 20th. You can hear them. Their new album, which comes out July 13th, called Together We're Heavy. You can hear that on an episode of Scrubs if you don't want to buy it on July the 13th. And you can hear it in the new Jim Carrey movie, because it is featured prominently in the new Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet film, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and the new video for the song Light and Day, which is featured in the movie, features Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. So they agreed to star in the video. I think that this band is... I don't get it, really. I think they're a fun band to go see live. I don't think they're anything that special. They're very unique, obviously, with 24 people in the band, but...
Now, that's what I don't get.
Man, every...
What do these people do?
They have a backup choir. Danny, did you see them this past week?
No, I didn't.
Have you seen them yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw them at Fry Street 2 years ago.
It's just bizarre.
It's a great festival band, like an outdoor type thing.
But every festival they play, they always steal all the headlines. Like when at the Austin deal last September, REM was like, man, I heard Polyphonic Spree tore the house down. Everybody knows about them.
It's an experience. I don't know how well their records will sell, but people will definitely go see them.
You know how many records that first one sold?
1 million records.
It sold 90,000 copies. Which, isn't that great? But that's a lot for just a little pissant band that had very little promotion until the last 6 months.
That probably made up some pretty good money.
It may have. I mean, 90,000 records, that's a ton, to be honest with you.
They probably sold them for what, $10 a piece?
15, yeah.
10? I mean, that's $900,000 right there, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure they got it all, but, you know, whatever. They're being produced by a guy named Eric Drew Feldman, who also produced Frank Black and Captain Beefheart, Greg.
Yeah, he's good. He's pretty good.
Captain Doodoo.
No. Captain Beefheart.
He's a good band. I got his last CD.
So, once again, July 13th album, movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and tonight's show on April the 21st.
But there's 500 people in the band. How do they make any money?
That's what I don't know. I'm sure Tim makes most of the money.
What do you think of their travel arrangements?
They may be like Kiss and just hog it all. The main two hog it all, and everybody else just gets what's left over.
Could be.
That's the way Kiss does. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley make it all. Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, they just get what's left over.
90,000 records doesn't seem like a lot when you consider that Norah Jones sold 147,000 copies this past week to remain on top of the Billboard 200 for a sixth straight week.
Yeah. So how many all told is she sold now?
She's pushing, over three.
She's pushing 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty strong follow-up so far for her.
Yeah, and remember, this is going to be up for next year's Grammy Awards, which is a year away.
Mm-hmm. And also remember that this is a muse that seemingly doesn't have a real readily built-in, easy-to-identify and easy-to-pigeonhole audience.
Yeah, where do they play this
stuff?
Like,
it seems like everybody likes it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that one particular group is targeted. They targeted everybody. And everybody's buying into it.
Well, it certainly falls through the radio cracks.
Where do they play her?
I don't know.
Mix? Kiss? Easy listening?
Probably Mix.
KVIL?
I don't know. Maybe KVIL. Maybe Oasis or something. I don't know.
Maybe all of those.
Maybe.
Interesting. I'm into this movie, even though I hate the remake movies, or the television films that are made into movies.
What?
Although I saw Starsky and Hutch, and that wasn't bad. Bewitched is coming out here pretty soon. And we told you a long time ago that Nicole Kidman will star as Darren.
What?
I mean, as
Samantha.
And Will Ferrell will star as Darren, which is great casting.
That's real good casting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
Well, still, he'll be funny. And starring as Endora, it looks like will be Shirley MacLaine.
Perfect.
That's pretty good.
That is perfect.
Cybill Shepherd would have been good.
Jim Carrey would have been a great Darren. They look a lot alike.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And starring as Samantha's father, who I don't remember in the TV show. You guys remember him?
Yeah, he was the warlock.
I don't remember him, though.
He showed up every once in a while.
Will be Michael Caine.
God, that's some pretty big star power there.
Who's going to play Lenny Kravitz?
You mean Mrs. Kravitz, the next door neighbor? Danny?
Huh?
Is that what you're talking about?
Wonder who's going to play Larry Tate.
Gladys Kravitz?
I don't know.
Yes, that's what I said.
Or I wonder who's going to play Dr. Bombay, one of the greatest characters in the history of TV. Or Uncle Arthur.
Uncle Arthur was genius,
man.
He was two away.
God, he was great.
Was he Paul Lynn?
Yes.
Yes, he was Paul Lynn.
And who was her wacky aunt?
Oh, Aunt...
Oh, God, what...
Aunt
B.
Aunt Taint?
What Aunt B? No, not Aunt Taint. The one that was always screwing things up?
Yes. What was her name? That's going to drive me nuts.
Somebody will call.
Aunt Agnes? Aunt?
Keep going.
Oh, sorry. There's another...
Calling Dr. Bombay. Emergency.
There's another CSI spinoff.
Oh, no.
You have CSI, the regular one. You have CSI Miami.
Is that a home run?
No.
Now you have CSI New York.
Can't wait till they come up with a CSI Boyd.
They just run out of town.
Sooner or later, they got to get to it. CSI Denton.
Boy, they got a great cast. Gary Sinise will star in this one. I think that guy is an awesome actor.
But he can't get any movie roles now. He's having to go to TV.
No, he's not. It's just
sometimes that works out for guys.
I know.
So it worked out for James Spader.
And what would you want to do? Would you rather be a minor movie star where you're always looking for gigs, or Ray Romano?
Ray Romano.
Exactly.
Making $50 million a year.
You know, TV's not, it's not a dirty word anymore.
Mm-mm.
For an actor. It used to be horrible.
And former Providence star Melina Kanakarides will play the female lead. I don't know, I never saw Providence. I think she has a horse face, though. Speaking of television, Frasier will come to an end.
She does have a horse face, and she also has a possible mustache.
You know what I'm talking about? You've seen her?
Yeah, I've seen
her. What's her name again?
Melina... Kanakarides or something like that.
Oh, she is hot as hell.
Kanakarides.
Oh, she's so hot.
Greg likes the horse.
But she has a definite horse face, a possible mustache, and I don't know if you could really rule out Billy Goat Chin either.
So you don't think she's hot?
The Maynard G. Krebs face, basically?
Could be.
No, I don't think she's hot.
Oh, I think she's gorgeous.
No,
love
she
her
does.
Hair.
She has mule head. It's not her fault, though. It's her parents' fault for being ugly.
Yeah.
Frasier taped the final episode last night.
That show will not be missed.
It's been on 11 years. It's won more Emmys than any show in the history of television.
Never seen one episode.
Yes, that show will be missed, Michael.
Nor have I. That Michael. Show will not be missed.
I've never seen an episode Michael. Of it.
It's funny. It is very funny. Five consecutive statues is best comedy series as far as the Emmys go. And Kelsey Grammer is TV's longest running character. It is his 20th year as Dr. Fraser Crane.
That beats Matt Dillon?
That's what it says here.
Matt Dillon,
I question that.
I thought Gunsmoke ran for like 22 seasons.
I don't know. I can't prove
maybe
any of
comedy.
That.
Maybe comedy.
Can't prove anything.
Maybe longest running comedy act.
Maybe so.
Comedy character.
Maybe so. No, we're not going to feed you, Corby Dolphin. Back off. We don't have any fish for you.
Give him a minnow.
You know what? I've got a fish over here.
Give him a minnow, Greg.
All right, come on back. Come on back.
The pterodactyl just stole it.
There you go.
Okay. Swim away. Go away. Are you him on a rotator or something? Separate those. Bye-bye. We'll see you later.
What else?
Whitney Houston has checked herself out of her Atlanta area drug rehab center.
What, is she cured after 2 days?
5 days after checking herself in.
You know what? It's like you said yesterday, Corby. She likes doing dope. Just admit it. Just come out and say, you know what? I love doing dope.
Thank you for that.
That's why your old nickname was Freebase Hammer. Freebase Williams.
I just did. Stick my foot right in my mouth on that one, didn't I? But she shouldn't just admit that and just go on.
I agree.
You know, all the other dope heads, just admit it. Admit you like doing that kind of stuff and move on.
You know, Mike, Freebase has a point when he says that...
Quit calling me Freebase.
I don't recognize him by that name.
I do.
Hey, it's Freebase and the Scrubber. Give us a call.
Why is it wrong?
I don't know.
So she's out. So we'll continue to have our E-News spies following her all over Atlanta.
Don't have any.
Our paparazzi.
Well.
Uh-oh, we have a special guest.
Oh, do we ever.
Yes, we certainly do have a special guest.
Well... You want to, it's really time for break.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break, and we will talk to a very special baseball guest next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.